Good afternoon. You're listening to Verum Sports. This is Tony Rice. And I tell you what, it's always a pleasure to be joined by this man. In a week in which the beautiful game has seen ugly, ugly scenes in Bulgaria, we're joined by a man who knows a thing or two about that, but does great things through the Paul Cannonville Foundation. It's that man, Chelsea's first ever black footballer, joining us again, Paul Cannonville. How are you doing this morning, Paul?
Not too bad. Thank you very much for asking.
Well, I got to tell you, Paul, I certainly value and appreciate your time. I know you've been incredibly busy this week all over the media. Again, just take us back to those scenes in Bulgaria. I mean, they're hideous. The thing that I guess I'm a little bit uncertain about is that this is not surprising. It should be. It shouldn't exist. But this Bulgarian organisation have had previous, so to speak, form. Do you think this is a game that really should have been played behind closed doors?
Yes, we could say that. It could have been played behind closed doors because of not just Bulgaria. I think it's more or less the FA, FIFA and UEFA that knew more. It's disappointing that they have not been more vocal about this, and the boundaries that's put in place to deal with these things has just been a blimness. You know what I mean? It's not been addressed, and it's been going on for a long time. We now see with the punishment they've just given out, ridiculous. It just makes us feel, you know what, are we protected enough? And don't get me wrong, we have to solve our problems here in England.
Indeed.
But to go over the European countries, it's hard. It's harsh. And don't get me wrong, to concentrate 90 minutes on your football, which the lad did, don't get me wrong, by scoring six goals, but it was difficult. It should never be left to the players to make a decision whether to come off. It should be the authorities. The authorities above, which would be FA. You're protecting the lads right now. So show that, you know what I mean? Take the initiative and say, you know what, I don't like these boys playing in these conditions. Nope, we'll come off. You know what I mean? And protect them. Now you have to start protecting them. This has gone far too long enough. Was earlier this year when Danny Rose got sent off only because he was upset of what he was receiving, racism from the club, that he got sent off. And it gave him a little, a pat on the hand with a 50,000 or 40,000 sign. Come on, man. This has been shown from the signs have been shown there. So FIFA have obviously not looked at this well. Not FIFA, UEFA have not looked at this too serious.
It's such a horrible context and scenes. But I'm ever the optimist, Paul. Sometimes we need these to remind us that, sadly, the element of racism doesn't go away. Sadly, and I know that we are working towards obviously improvements. As a player yourself, I know your own home fans gave you such vitriol. Just talk us through the mindset of the England players who I thought handled themselves with decorum, with discipline, and with great grace. How difficult, though, is it to have that when you're facing such vitriol from your common man?
Because constantly. Difficult to concentrate sometimes. The strength that is in with you to prove something, show them that they can't defeat you, is always in you. For me, it was like that. I had to play as twice as bad as my teammates to just be accepted or get to be accepted. I think that it's one of those boundaries that you don't want to be playing in that kind of surroundings. And this is an international. It was upsetting for the manager himself, the coach, to say that he didn't hear any abuse. That shows a disrespect to every person, not just the black people, but every person that was there, how he would say that and nobody heard. It was embarrassing.
I totally agree.
Fans as well, so.
As you said, there has been fall off. Krasimir Balakov resigns now, the head of the Bulgarian president of the Bulgarian Football Union, Mihalov, also resigns. I think massive sanctions have to be given. We can't sweep this under the carpet now.
Well, You say that. I think everybody's saying that. It just seems UEFA not understanding that. And if you're going to make a stance and make a point, this is the time to make it and let every country across the border understand how racism is not tolerated anymore. And if they can't see that and understand it, and then I don't know, maybe we need a new UEFA board and clean out. And it's simple, you got rid of Blatter. So, hey, what? Get rid of either. I don't know who's running it.
To be honest, Paul, in this regard, little old me in my lovely warm studio doesn't have the answers. But I do know these are the big, big questions that need to be posed.
Yeah, of course.
And we do need to find the answers. It cannot be forgotten. Paul, there's a couple of things I want to move on with you now real quickly. But just because I am the positive guy always and must be, again, from your perspective and from, a generation now, there has been domestically massive improvements in regards of how racism is managed and kind of dealt with in football in this country. Would you say that's fair? Do you think we have here in England, whilst recognising there are still massive needs to continue improvement, there have been waves of change and progress in the last generation?
Let's be honest, I had to take in what the FA chairman Greg Clark took in and said he was right. Whilst we have to work to do it abroad, we still have more steps to eradicate racism at home. For me, my quote, and I say this, Martin Luther had a dream, but our eyes are wide open now. Mm. And when it comes to racism in football, we will no longer continue to turn the other cheek. And he's right, I'm telling you now, we've had enough of this. The 480s need to do a bit more. Yes, in England, we still have some problems, but we are dealing with them. And I think the right way in what we do, I can only talk about Chelsea and correspond with what they've been doing and with their projects, foundation, in eradicating racism at the club, involving the club or in the club. So with that, that has to take around the whole board of all the football clubs in Premiership and Division 1, Division 2 or whatever. If we can't do this, obviously look after our own backyard, then we can't go abroad saying, you know, I'm making any noise. We've got to obviously look after our own backyard first. And I think we're doing that, to be honest.
I think that's really well said, because otherwise it's glass house syndrome, isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Now, Paul, you mentioned obviously the great work that Chelsea are doing, and I know you're heavily affiliated with that. I also know, working with your own Paul Canfield Foundation, not just here but around the whole world, you do tremendous things to unite communities, to at grassroots level provide opportunity, to provide education, and I think it's, again, through similar grassroots up that the culture of change will begin. You're at the forefront of it. Tell us a little bit more about your wonderful foundation and how we can learn more about it.
Well, the foundation started in 2015. It was a case of when I had finished as a TA. I had to leave as TA because of my illness. But I thought, you know what, I couldn't stop there. I loved what I was doing in providing that assistance to the youngsters. Now it's obviously the teenagers with regards to what's happening in society now, and that's the knife crime, that most of those kids don't want to get involved. They take out weapons in this. I know it's not a hearsay that they're taking out weapons to protect themselves from gangs, but at the same time, if they get caught with it, they're going to get, you know what I mean, a sentence. But it's trying to help them, resilience as well, because some of them try, and when they get knocked down, they don't believe in themselves, and don't think they could try again. The idea is to give them that confidence. And most of that, what we do, we like partnership with quite a few associations with regard to mental health. That's another virtue of illness. When I say a disease that's going from now reaching to young boys of 14 and catching being, you're mentally depressed. Mm. And you're thinking, like, 14, why would a boy at 14 who's still got a whole different life to live be depressed? But you've got to look at this now. So we try to assist with that. Myself, I know that experience. But I love going around the schools and talking in educational venues with regard to my story, motivating, inspiring. And this is what the foundation is doing. Don't get me wrong. Well, as regards as to the racism, we look into that as well. But it's going from strength to strength. Working with, you know, the likes of Kick Out Free as well, Michael and Ashley.
Friends of the show, that's Kick Off at Three. Lovely, lovely guys. Yeah, doing great things.
So much. It's so much. And I just enjoy it. So it continues to good. And don't get me wrong, when you see things like the game like that on Monday, I'll be much to do more. So, you know what I mean? Hopefully, blessed. I'm blessed.
Tell you, Paul, honestly, you, Michael, a whole heap of other people give me an awful lot of hope for the human race, because it is the passion and the energy that you apply to making cultural changes in baby incremental steps that mean that maybe one day Mr. Luther's or Dr. Luther's dream could well become the reality. What I would say to you now, Paul, honestly, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. I could talk to you all day.
Thank you.
Just remind us in closing of the best way to find out more about your great foundation online. What's the website?
At the moment, get in touch. We'll be taking the website down at the moment because we're refreshing it up. Big things, a lot of things. Also, if you love, don't get me wrong, we're running the foundation. It's always a difficult or funding. Anybody that's out there and anybody that wishes to support the foundation, please get in touch with P. Canaville, just one word, pcanaville@yahoo.com. At the moment, it's pcanaville@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you.
You're a top man. Listen, enjoy the rest of your weekend.
You
thank
too,
you
too.
Again for your time, and I honestly salute you. Much obliged.
Thank
Have
you
a good one.
Friend.